An organization in Charlotte is trying to help the homeless in a different way. Speak Up Magazine is a group that gives people living on the streets not just a job, but a chance to tell their story. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this report.
When Matt Shaw founded Speak Up Magazine in 2011, he says there were many challenges: funding, finding an affordable office space, and himself.
I thought every single need that came through the door, Speak Up had to solve. That's just not possible. Our mission's very narrow.
And that mission is simple: to provide an income opportunity for the homeless and those on the brink of it. Speak Up produces a monthly publication called a zine. Not quite a magazine and not a full-on newspaper. It's printed in black and white, and the pages are full of stories written by Charlotte's homeless. Gritty is the word Shaw uses to describe it. One piece titled "All I Wanted Was a Shower" talks about the loss of things that are easily taken for granted, like basic hygiene. The author writes, "It's hard to tell others the truth. It's hard to say I'm scared. I'm alone. My teeth hurt. I feel dirty. I feel unloved. I feel neglected. I'm afraid." Writers come to the Speak Up office on Tuesdays for a workshop to edit their stories, and some of those writers become vendors. 29-year-old Tom Costantini is selling Speak Up zines near a Rite Aid on South Tryon Street in Uptown.
And you're just in time. It's about time for the lunch rush here soon anyway, so hopefully we'll get a few bites.
He buys the zines for 40 cents a piece and sells them for a buck each.
How you doing today, ladies? Mind if I ask you all something real quick?
Some people clearly assume he's a panhandler, asking for money instead of trying to earn it.
Excuse me, sir. Could I ask you something right quick?
I've got an appointment. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one. Excuse me, gentlemen. Could I ask you something real quick?
Sorry.
No problem. Have a good day.
At this time, you're bound to get a few no's, or they're in a hurry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta just keep going.
He doesn't look homeless. His hair is combed and his outfit is clean. He looks like an average guy. Others pretend he's invisible, which is hard to watch. 45 minutes and more than 60 rejections later, he makes his first sale. His customer is a city worker. He's using one of those very loud machines that sucks up leaves on the sidewalk. Costantini has a huge smile on his face, even as more people walk right past him. He says he became homeless about a year ago after he lost his job in Ohio and his belongings were destroyed in a fire. Cash in hand, he hopped from city to city and ended up in Charlotte last spring. Last week, he says he made about $60, which is low. He blames the cold weather and expects sales to pick back up. On average, Matt Shaw, the executive director of Speak Up, says a vendor makes $400 to $500 a month, but it's not all about the money. Shaw says Speak Up teaches people how to keep appointments and to be accountable to others, and that's not easy when you're struggling to get by from one day to the next. There's also a weekly check-in meeting, and it's more than just a roll call.
Yeah, so are you staying in a house, or where are you staying?
I am staying in a homeless camp.
Okay, okay. And so you're in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
How hopeful are you that things are going to improve, scale of 1 to 10?
Well, since we got the new issue of our zine today, I'd have to say I'm pretty excited. I'd have to go with an 8 right now.
Okay, great.
Shaw says that it's great to make a sale and earn money, but there's just as much to learn from the rejection.
But yeah, it can be discouraging. But what we find right there is persevering through that establishes and helps build up some of the qualities they need to kind of take it to the next level in other parts of their life. You know, not everyone wants your product, and that's okay.
The organization is supported by donations, fundraisers, the purchase of ads, and some from sales. Shaw says in the new year, the price of the zine will go up slightly, from $1 to $2. There are a few reasons for that, but mostly to give the vendors a higher profit. Plus, he says, their stories that fill the pages are worth so much more. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.